You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome, welcome to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As usual, I am your host, Hendy, for the evening. Today, I'll only be with you until 7 p.m. because we have an interview coming up after me from 7 p.m. So today we have a shortened edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. The Eagle Sports Zone brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia. And here on the Eagle Sports Zone, as usual, we like to dive deep into what is happening in the sports world. We like to look at what's happening behind the scenes in the sporting world. But today, since we are a bit short on time, we will keep it on the sports field rather than off the sports field. And so as usual, you're tuned into your number one talk radio station. Be sure to download our mobile application that's free to download on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM Namibia and you can listen to us wherever you are in the world, whether that's South Africa, whether that's England, whether that's the USA, whether that's Brazil, whether that's Australia, whether it's Japan, whether it's China. You can tune into Eagle FM wherever you are in the world. And if you happen to miss your favorite broadcast for whatever reason, maybe you missed the Eagle Sports Zone of last week, maybe you missed Eagle Sports Zone of 3 months ago, fear not, we have a solution for you. Everything that you hear on Eagle FM is available to you in the podcast section of the Eagle FM mobile application. Simply type in the show name and you will be able to listen to your favorite show whenever you want. That's the same with our website as well. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. Can access from wherever you are in the world and access any podcast that has, or any show that has been broadcasted in our podcast section. And on, back on the mobile application, if you happen to not know our studio number, which is 0832-888-401, simply look in the top right corner of the mobile application. You will find a little call button. And you can call into the studio. If you want to call into the studio today to answer our trivia question, which is, since 2017, one Namibian sports federation has won the Federation of the Year award at the Namibia Annual Sports Awards, which took place yesterday, by the way. So can you call in and tell me which federation has won this award since 2017? There's only been one winner, maybe even dating back earlier than that. But I can confirm since 2017, this particular federation has won the award. Call in. Let us know if you want to be the trivia winner for this week. Again, the number in the studio is 0832-888-401. And speaking of the Namibian Sports Awards, we will have one of the winners join us in studio in just a few moments. But before we get to that, let's get straight in to our score roundup.
Who won? Who scored? What was the final score? The Eagle Sports Zone Score Roundup is brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Visit premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264 to sign up and win big now.
Yes, you are now tuned into the Eagle Sports Zone Score Roundup brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia. Like the promo said, use the promo code Namibia264 to create your account now for free and win big. So let's get right into the score roundup. We're going to start with some Namibian Premier League football action. Round 8 and 9, it took place this weekend. And we'll start with Young African facing off against Bucks Buccaneers. That one ending 2-0 in favor of Young African. KK Palace, I know we have a lot of KK Palace supporters. I am happy to report that they won 3-0 against Life Fighters. FC Ongos and Rundu Chiefs played to a 2-2 draw, whilst Blue Waters and Commerce Nampol played to a 1-1 draw. Eshoge Chula Chula beat Mighty Gunners 3-0. Tigers beat Okahandja United 1-0. Then we had African Stars playing against 11 Arrows. African Stars taking that one 1-0. Julinho facing off against UNAM, the Clever Boys, taking that one 1-0. And moving on to round 9, we had the Mighty Gunners against KK Palace. KK Palace taking 3 points again there. So they took maximum points this weekend, beating Mighty Gunners 1-0. FC Ongos and Julinho Athletic played to a 0-0 draw. And then we had 11 Arrows against Comas Nampol. 11 Arrows taking that one 2-1. Then in a surprise result, Life Fighters beat Chula Chula 3-1. That is Life Fighters' first win of the season. So their first win coming nine rounds into the season. And, Blue Waters and African Stars playing to a 1-1 draw. And then you had UNAM. UNAM was up against Rundu Chiefs and the Clever Boys took that one as well, beating them at 2-1. And then in some, I guess you could say unfortunate news, the last fixture of the round, which was, Okanja United against Young African, had to be abandoned due to some, let's call it physical altercations between the two benches. But at the time it was abandoned, Okanja United was in the lead 1-0. And so when it comes to the table, as the results currently stand, I have good news rather to report again for the KK Palace supporters. KK Palace is in the lead on 16 points. And before I get to the rest of the table, Eagle FM, good evening. A missed call there. If you'd like to call back, the number in the studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. And as I was saying, in the Namibian Premier Football League, KK Palace, 7 matches played, 16 points. Leading the table in second place, Mighty Gunners, 7 matches played at 13 points. And, the table I have here says African Stars in third place on 13 points as well. And, in fourth place, there's Chula Chula on 10 points. And then UNAM and 11 Arrows follow as well in fifth and sixth place respectively, also on 10 points. So between sixth place and first place, is a margin of 6 points. So it's possible that next weekend this whole thing could be flipped. 11 Arrows could be on top if they win their 2 games next weekend. And so moving on in our score roundup. Oh, I forgot one match as well. Tigers and Bucks Buccaneers play to a 1-1 draw. So moving on to our score roundup, we head over now to Europe. Let's start with the English Premier League, where we had Liverpool. Let's start with Liverpool, the defending champions, in a surprise loss to lowly Nottingham Forest, losing at home 3-0 to Nottingham Forest. That is now 6 defeats in 7 league games for the defending champions. Surprising start to the season for the defending champions. Especially when you consider how much money they spent in the transfer window. Then you had Chelsea beating Burnley 2-0 and Manchester City losing 2-1 away at Newcastle. Not an easy place to go, but you had Crystal Palace beating Wolves 2-0 and then Fulham beating newly promoted Sunderland 1-0. Bournemouth played to a 2-2 draw with West Ham. And then you have fixture of the weekend, really. Arsenal against Spurs happening at 6:30. So while I'm still on, I'll update you if anything happens in that fixture, starting in about 15 minutes. In Manchester United play against Everton, that is on Monday night football. Heading over to Germany. The Bavarians, that is Bayern Munich, coming back from 2 goals down, actually beat Freiburg 6-2. Borussia Dortmund and Stuttgart played to a 3-3 draw. And last season's champions Bayer Leverkusen beating Wolfsburg 3-1. And the standings in the Bundesliga, you have Bayern Munich on 31 points, yet to lose a match in a league play. Actually, yet to lose a match in the whole season in all competitions. They currently lead RB Leipzig by 6 points. Defending champions Leverkusen are on 23 points. and the league table in the English Premier League. You have Arsenal in the lead on 26 points and Chelsea in second on 23 points. We'll get to the rest of the table after this commercial break.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia reminds all registered voters, November 26, 2025 is the day to cast your vote. Head to the polls and exercise your democratic right by voting. Your vote is your voice, so put your voice in the box to make sure it's heard. Vote on November 26, 2025.
Your vote is your voice. Make sure to go vote on the 26th of November. That is on Wednesday. Yes, that is on Wednesday. Make sure to go vote for the local and regional elections. As I was saying before, the commercial break, Arsenal in the lead in the English Premier League on 26 points. They play Spurs in about 15 minutes. Chelsea in second place on 23 points. Manchester City, despite the loss, still in third place on 22 points. And rounding off the top four is Aston Villa on 21 points. Similar to the Namibian Premier League, also tied between first and, okay, here fifth. Crystal Palace on 20 points in fifth. Only a 6-point gap between them and first place. The rest of the table is pretty tight when you have Brighton in sixth place on 19 points, all the way to 11th place. You have Liverpool, defending champions in 11th place on 18 points. One place below Manchester United, who are in 10th on 18 points as well, who are yet to play this weekend. If they were to win, would be on 21 points. That takes them to 5th place, behind Aston Villa on a goal difference. So, tight, English Premier League. And then you have, over in Spain, we move over to Spain. That's La Liga. You have, Barcelona had beat Athletic Club 4-0. And, Real Madrid play against Elche this evening. And how the table looks over there is Barcelona in the lead on 31 points, having played 13 games. Real Madrid also on 31 points, but only having played 12 matches. So they could take the lead in the table if they avoid defeat tonight to Elche. And so that was our score roundup.
Who won? Who scored? What was the final score? The Eagle Sports Zone Score Roundup is brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Visit premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264 to sign up and win big now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Now, we move swiftly into our... my favorite segment of the show, that is the Pan-African Sports segment.
Across Africa, sports unites us. From Lagos to Lusaka, from Cairo to Cape Town, we are one. This is the Pan-African Sports segment, live on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. And now we get into my favorite part of the show, that is the Pan-African Sports segment. And today's segment will be pretty locally based, let me say it like that. So we're going to start with the sport of cycling. We're going to start with the sport of cycling, where we had the CAC African Road Cycling Championships taking place in Kenya. And Namibia sent a pretty large team over. Our team consisted of our phenom, none other than 18-year-old Roger Siren, our female phenom as well, Delcia Janssen van Vieren, We had the young Olivia Shililifa as well, Anne Grief, Alex Miller, Martin Fryer, Theans van der Vesthuizen, Christian van der Vesthuizen, Marco Thiel, and Louise Breed, who is representing Namibia in cycling for the very first time. And so let's start with Delcia in the junior women's category. 18-year-old Delcia finished fifth in the junior women's 64.5-kilometer road race. That race was won, or rather the podium was dominated by East Africa. The race was won by Ethiopia's Tsige Kiros, who finished in first. Masengesho Yvonne from Rwanda claimed silver, whilst Sanet Sanet Gabreslassie from Ethiopia finished in third. Over in the elite category for the women, our very own Anne Kriya finished in ninth, whereas Louise Breed, as I said, who's representing Namibia for the first time, finished in 33rd, and our very own Eagle Sports Zone alumni Olivia Shililifa finished in 36th over in the East African heat, as I'm told by some of the participants over there. Very hot and humid at the moment. The elite women's race, which was 107.6 kilometers long, was won by Eritrea's Nathan Tasfalem, with Uganda's Paul Amiro finishing in second. Oh, this is the junior men's, excuse me, finishing in second. And then Namibian pair Marco Thiel and Christian van der Vesthuizen finished in 14th and 25th, respectively, out of 47 riders. And now in this junior men's race, the phenom, as I said, Roger Searin, claimed another international cycling medal by finishing in third. So well done to Roger. And the elite men's, which took place today, you had in the elite men's race, we had our very own Alex Miller finishing in 25th. And then Martin Fryer finished in 39th. And Tiens van der Vesthuizen finished in 51st. So that's that was the African Cycling Championships happening in Kenya, as I said. Happening in Kenya, Team Namibia doing pretty well considering the strong competition. As you can see, East Africa, as per usual, dominating the continental cycling landscape. Now we move over to cricket, where the Capricorn Eagles are currently playing. That's the women's national team, are playing in the ICC Women's Emerging Nations Trophy. This is a tournament consisting of, as the name says, emerging nations in the cricket world. These are teams ranked between 11th and 19th in the world. So it's Tanzania, Uganda, Scotland, the Netherlands, the UAE, Papua New Guinea, Thailand, who are the hosts, and of course our very own Namibia. Our ladies lost to Tanzania by 8 wickets and lost to Thailand by 27 runs. But some milestones. We had Kayleen Green playing her 100th T20i game for Namibia, as well as Arasta Zu playing her 100th T20 international game for Namibia. So congrats to the ladies. And Namibia's other fixtures will be against Namibia's other fixtures in this Emerging Nations tournament. Will be against Scotland, that is on Tuesday. And then we face the Netherlands on Wednesday. We face Papua New Guinea on Friday. And we round off the tournament against the UAE on Sunday, November 30th. Now let's move on to the Namibia Sports Awards, which our trivia question for today stems from, which is, if you can you name the sports federation that has won the Federation of the Year award since 2017? That award has only gone to one federation since 2017. So I need you to call in and tell me the name of said federation. 0832 888 401. Let's run through the list of some of the winners. We will start with the Chairperson of the Year Award. Chairperson of the Year Award goes to Cricket Namibia's Johan Müller. Umpire / Referee of the Year goes to Namibia's Ansino Twanyakuwa, otherwise known as Di Maria. Then we have the Junior Sportswoman of the Year goes to Ashley Martins. The Junior Sportman of the Year goes to Burton Weekly, who competes in archery. The Junior Sportwoman of the Year with a Disability Award goes to Kayla de Oliveira, our amazing swimmer, who we've had on the, who you can see on our social media pages. We haven't had her on here, but if you type in her name and Eagle FM Namibia, you will see some interviews we did with her. Then our Junior Sportman of the Year with a Disability goes to Quentin Gayeb. Federation of the Year, I won't tell you because that is the answer for today's trivia question. I need you to call in and tell me that answer. Sport Team of the Year goes to our Open Water Swim Team. So the Namibia Aquatic Sports Federation claiming an award there. As well as the Developmental Program of the Year went to Special Olympics Namibia. Then the Community Inspiration Award also went to Special Olympics Namibia. And our Professional Athlete of the Year in the Diaspora went to our very own professional cyclist, that is Miss Vera Lucia. Coach of the Year, who we've had on the Eagle Sports Zone, Naomi Schmidt, who is, I can say, let's say in part responsible for our para triathletes, who have performed well all over the world this year. So it's fitting that she won that award. We only have two para triathletes, and they've been doing exceptionally on the local and international stage in representing Namibia. The Lifetime Achievements Awards went to four people this year. One being Pauline Rongo from Cricket Namibia. We had Mateus Ndeshitila winning an award, the being recognized as well. We had Rita Williams, long time women's footballer, being recognized as well. And then Isaac Elishi being recognized as well in the Lifetime Achievement category. The Wall of Fame got some new entrants, or some new inductees, rather. That includes Luket Swartboy, Bernd Kebel, as well as Elizabeth Mongudi, a long-time marathon runner. Bernd Kebel, long-time involved in the sport of water skiing, and if you recall, had actually passed away earlier this year. So, some new inductees into the Wall of Fame. Now on to the Sportwoman of the Year with a Disability went to none other than Johanna Benson. Sportman of the Year with a Disability went to Ananias Shikongo. And the two, let's call it main awards, being Sport Woman of the Year, again going to our professional cyclist, that is Vera Lucia, and Sport Man of the Year going to Philippus Ngitumbwa, our very own boxer. And so on the other side of this, we'll round off and we'll get in touch with our guest for this evening. We'll be right back.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine. Dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, cause you clearly haven't been bolanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Bolanify your lunch hour with a delicious Bolana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Bolanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Bolanify your munchies with air-fried Bolana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Bolanify every moment with Pasta Bolana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. We had the Sports Star of the Year went to our very own Jeromeus Roy. Another Eagle Sports Zone alumni who is coached by the Coach of the Year, that is Naomi Schmidt, also a Eagle Sports Zone alumni. And then the People's Choice Sports Star of the Year, this is an award that people could vote for, went to another Eagle Sports Zone alumni. That is our very own national champion gymnast, that is Emilia Ekanjo. And on the other side of this, we will get in touch with Emilia to give us, her reaction to winning the award and get her insight into what this award means to her. On the other side of this, we will see if we can get a hold of Emilia.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana unongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora isatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko mberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu hatatu o mafelane Eagle FM bye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Having difficulty getting in touch with our guest, we will try to do so before we have to sign off at 7 p.m. In the meantime, the Arsenal-Tottenham fixture has kicked off. 4 minutes into that fixture. And so if you'd like to call in, ask any questions about the awards, about any of the local sports that have happened over the past week, actually, since we've been in touch since we were last on the Eagle Sports Zone. You're welcome to chime in. That's at 0832-888-401. Don't forget to follow all our social media pages. That is Eagle FM Namibia on all your favorite social media platforms. That includes Facebook. That includes X. That includes Instagram. That includes LinkedIn even. That includes YouTube as well. Subscribe to our YouTube page. That is Eagle FM. Eagle FM Namibia. To catch up on any interviews you might have missed over the years. And so while we try to get in touch with the guest, we also had some boxing actually took place over the weekend, where you had a fight, not an official fight, an exhibition fight rather, that was billed as the Battle of the Undefeated, that was between Ninja and as well as Bulelo. Ninja won the fight, but ended up actually being taken to the hospital. No further details regarding his condition have been released, but it is a reminder of how dangerous of a sport boxing is, especially when it comes to fights that aren't sanctioned. You know, whether that's by the Boxing Federation or the WBO, which, if I'm not mistaken, this fight actually was not sanctioned by the Boxing Federation. And so this is some of the reasons why it was not sanctioned, because of how dangerous the sport is. Bulele, who we can say is a professional fighter, Ninja, of course, not a professional fighter. So despite him winning, still had to receive a medical attention at a hospital. The fight took place in Ondangwa. And more local sports news or sports announcements. We have Namibia will send 5 players to the inaugural Special Olympics Unified 3-on-3 Basketball World Cup, which will be taking place in San Juan, that is in the islands of Puerto Rico. This will happen in December. And this is the first time such an event is happening in the Special Olympics, a 57-year history. So the athletes that are going to be representing us over there are Moses Fredericks, Quentin Gayeb, and Muzuve Kachive. They will be representing us, as well as Walter Gasep and Bernard Hausiku. So Namibia will play 4 matches in the group stage against the Dominican Republic, Saudi Arabia, and they'll play 3 matches, excuse me, against Saudi Arabia, the Dominican Republic, and Germany. And as part of the Sports Awards weekend, the ministry actually held some coaching clinics. This was prior to the Sports Awards. The Sports Commission hosted a coaching and skills development clinic as part of the ongoing efforts to strengthen sports development in the Oshana region. And so at this clinic, you know, many young aspiring athletes, coaches, PE teachers, and community members from the region came to undergo some training and just for an overall good field day of sports. This was also attended by the Deputy Minister of Sports, that is Dino Bellotti. He served as the special guest and delivered a speech as well, encouraging the athletes and especially the coaches and teachers and community members to remember the role that they play in sports development and sports education. And he also emphasized the importance of the young athletes taking care of their academics in their pursuit of their sporting dreams. Then we also had Namibian bodybuilders, actually. I don't think we've ever spoken about bodybuilding here on the Eagle Sports Zone, so this might be a first for the Eagle Sports Zone. But we had Namibia taking gold over in Zambia at the 2025 World Fitness Federation African Championships over in Lusaka, Zambia. The Namibian team won gold and silver medals. We were represented by Pedro Mutoto, who won gold in the men's bodybuilding, and Chipanda Mbui, he got silver. And the other nations that participated at this included, of course, the host Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, South Africa, Tanzania, Cameroon, and Ghana. And then some more Namibian teams playing outside of Namibia. We have the Namibia Correctional Service of Volleyball team are getting ready to compete over in South Africa. They're going to play in the Zone 6 Senior Indoor Volleyball Club Championships, which will take place in South Africa from the 9th to the 23rd of December. Now, let's try one more time to see if we can get in touch with our special guest. That is Eagle Sports Zone alumni Emilia Ikanjo, who won the People's Choice Sports Star of the Year. This was an award that people could vote for, so it was truly a decision of the people for her to win this award. On the other side of this, we will see if we can get in touch with Emilia. If not, we will just round off the show. As I said, I have to leave at 7 today, cut a little bit short due to an interview coming up regarding the upcoming local elections from the upcoming local and regional elections. But we'll be back on the other side of this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
We'll be back right after this.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers, and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences, or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
Kuyipuranga o mathimbo gamwe kutya omolwa shike tuna oompango odhindji dhomoondjila ngaashi ino taagulukila shaampoka, ino hinga kohi yodhungo, ino hinga nomatayela ga papa, ino hingilila. Omolwashoka inatu hala okutula onkalamwenyo yoye moshiponga. Ino ninga omuyalulwa, ino ninga oshinenenima. Kala omulongithi woondjila omwiinekelwa. Ninga shoka shomondjila eto hupitha oomwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. We still have around 15 minutes left before I have to hand over the mic. The trivia question is still unanswered. That is, tell me the name of the sports federation that has won the Federation of the Year award since 2017. Welcome to call in and tell me the answer. The number in the studio is 0832-888-401. And don't forget that tomorrow being Monday means that the Villager e-paper will be published. If you haven't subscribed yet, simply send us a WhatsApp message at 081-200-4144. It's free to subscribe. Just send us your name. And if you'd like to receive it via email as well, include your email and you will receive the Villager every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, bright and early, straight to your either WhatsApp inbox or into your email inbox. Be sure to save the number that I gave you so that you can receive it bright and early. Now we'll be back after this musical break from Jimmy Cliff.
We'll be right back.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Brought to you by Premier Bet Namibia Totes. Create your account now at premierbet.com and use promo code Namibia264. Premier Bet, win big, win now.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu omafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal.
Okay, as promised, we were able to get in touch with our special guest for today, Eagle Sports Zone alumni and now Namibian Sports Award winner who won the People's Choice Sports Star of the Year Award. That is none other than the one and only Emilia Ikanjo. Emilia, thank you for joining us this evening. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, thank you. So, firstly, congratulations on winning the award, and give us your initial reaction on winning this prestigious award.
Thank you very much. Honestly, it was very unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Like really unexpected. I was not expecting it at all. You know, because I was like the category that I was in, a sportswoman.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't get it, but I was like, oh, it's fine. You know, because we had dinner. We were having dinner at the same time. So I just like eating.
Yeah.
And then I see that I was called up. And oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What? But, yeah, it was really, like, unexpected.
Yeah.
But, like, I appreciate everyone, you know, voting so much.
So you say it was unexpected. So take us back to when you were nominated for two categories. So how did it feel to be nominated to begin with?
I was actually nominated just for one category.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That's why when I say this one was quite unexpected, because I was not like, or at least I didn't know that I was part of that category as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such an honor to be nominated, because we didn't have any, you know, gymnasts that were like nominated before.
Yeah.
So it was like a really huge honor, and was like a really great thing just to, you know, put the federation there.
Yeah.
To share like we're also, you know, doing good stuff in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this win, like you said, isn't just for, you know, for you in a personal capacity, but for the federation as well. So speak to us about, you know, some of the achievements, not just that you've done. We know we're well versed in your achievements, but the achievements of the sport as well, like the growth of gymnastics in Namibia. What do you think this win means for gymnastics in Namibia?
I think this will probably make us more, how to say, diverse.
Mm-hmm.
in the sense of, we also found out that there is a gymnastics in Ongodiva.
Oh, there is?
I didn't know that. Yes, but it's for artistic, but so they can still go under the federation.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good to just be diverse and have more than, you know, just more clubs in Invento can in the coast.
Yeah.
We can have more like in the northern region as well as the southern region.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to educate people, or, you know, get someone to go there every few months maybe just to check up on how things are going.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. I think it's really important. And I think it just helps us gain more, you know, attention and attraction,
mm-hmm.
where they'd be like nationally or like internationally as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, my last question for you, how was it to, I assume this was your first time at the Sports Awards, so what was that experience like?
Yes, it was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like so nervous, because first of all, I was like, wait, is my outfit nice? That was my first worry. I was like, does my outfit look good?
Yeah.
Like, what will the other interviewers ask? Like, what questions will they be? You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But and also like got to meet so many other athletes, you know, for different from different like, you know, categories, different sports.
Yeah.
You know, I also get to meet the like famous people, you know, of the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like we met the veterans of sports, you know, so it was like really fun seeing the people that, you know, we all look up to face to face. You get to talk to them. Yeah, but it was overall a really nice experience.
Yeah.
To go there again.
Okay. So this is my last question now. Who was your favorite person that you met at these awards? Like what was the, I guess your, yeah, the favorite person you met at these awards? Or a few, if you can't name one.
So when we went and came back, we like got a bus, you know, that they put all the athletes in.
Mm-hmm.
So, most of the, I'd say the people that were in the referee category, very, very funny people. You know, they made sure like all of us are comfortable, like with one another, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
I'd say like they, you know, kind of like broke the ice between everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they made it quite, nice to talk to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Also getting to see the boxers up in person, very interesting.
Yeah.
They don't look as, you know, aggressive as they look when they actually box.
Yeah. No.
They are quite sweet. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, and unless there's anything else you want to share with the listeners?
Not at the moment.
All right, thank you.
No.
Thank you for joining us, and congrats again on winning the People's Choice Sports Star of the Year Award.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yes, that was Emilia Ekanjo giving us some insight into the sports awards, giving us her reaction to winning this award and giving us a behind the scenes look. I didn't know that all the athletes get put on the bus, for example. So it was good to hear from Emilia. Now we'll be back on the other side of this.
Satisfied. True love, I know.
M lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. Unfortunately, I do have to sign off for this week's a shortened version of the Eagle Sports Zone, but we will be back same time, same place with a full show for you next week, Sunday, live on your number one talk radio station. Don't forget, tomorrow, the Villager e-paper is coming out. Don't forget to subscribe, send a WhatsApp message, and save the following number. That is 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144. Send us a WhatsApp message. Tell us you want to subscribe to the Villager, and you'll get it for free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Include your email address if you'd like to receive it in your email inbox as well. And this has been another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. The trivia question of the day maybe seemed to be a difficult one. We didn't get an answer today. The question was, since 2017, one federation has won the Federation of the Year award. And unless I get a caller in the next 10 seconds, The answer to that question is none other than Cricket Namibia, who have won the award what feels like since forever. So congrats again to Cricket Namibia, and we will be cheering on the Capricorn Eagles, who are over in Bangkok, Thailand, competing in the ICC Emerging Nations Cup. So this has been an edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. I'll see you same time, same place next week, Sunday.